This episode is brought to you by BossLifeCafe.com. We have digital products with groundbreaking strategies for small businesses to stay focused, grow your business, make money without breaking the bank. Bosses, here's the thing. You do not have to become a digital marketer, a website designer, a copywriter, and a social media expert to rock your business. At the Boss Life Cafe, we do the research for you and digest all the noise into planners, templates, and mini courses to give you ready to implement bite-sized pieces that can be put into action in as little as 15 minutes per day. Visit BossLifeCafe.com today.
Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast. Are you ready to be unstoppable? Karen Mieses here, your business strategist and productivity expert, calling BS on the lies keeping us stuck. I share with you the top tips and tricks to hug your body, soul, and mind so that you squash all the overwhelm, stop glorifying stress, and design a business that brings you joy. If you are ready to show up and work smarter, I want to show you how to become unstoppable. Let's dive in.
Three things your business plan must have. Yes, today I'm going to be extra bossy and I'm going to tell you, you have to, you must. Businesses of every type, including coaches, need a business plan. Don't think you can skip by on this important step because you offer a service instead of a physical product, or that you don't need this because you do not have investors or you are not going to get a loan. Every business can benefit from a business plan, even if it is a short one. So let's start with the first step, focus. When you create a business plan, you need to focus on the reason for the business. Who do you want to serve? What do you want to provide? When do you want to start? Where will you set up shop? Why do you want to start such an endeavor? How will you meld all these things together to create a prosperous business? These are the primary reasons why you are going into business, and they should always be at the forefront of your mind when making decisions. Something else to focus on is your big dream. How much money do you want to make over the next 5 years? Do you want to sell multiple products or have several locations? Everyone's big dream will be different, but you should write it down as part of the plan so that it is sustainable month after month, year after year. And more than that, break it down. And I always suggest that you not only look at the 5 years, but how much money do you want to make over the next 6 months so that it is worth your time and effort? And how much money you want to make in 12 months so that you can cover your bases to scale and keep on going. Now, the second step, the plan, the actual plan. Think of your business plan as a mountain. Your mission statement is at the base of that mountain, while your big dream is at the peak. Everything in between is what you need to plan, and these steps should also be incorporated into a business plan. If you've heard me before talk about moving from point A to point B, and how are you going to be there? Point A is the lower part of the mountain, and point B is the top. How are we going to get there? What products do you want to create? How often do you want to produce a product? How can you implement some passive income or affiliate income into your business? Another question that you have to ask yourself is, are there any speaking engagements or online summit opportunities that will expand your reach and your follower? What podcast can you be on? What can you add to your sales funnel, that system that is evergreen making money for you? What can you add to that sales funnel for those not yet ready to commit all the way into your signature product, your one-on-one coaching or consulting, your mastermind? What are the steps? Like, if you break it down, what can be something that you can start selling right away that will give people a taste of what you are doing and is going to help you cover your cost, your overhead? More than that, if you are on a 9-to-5 job, you have a regular job, you need to cover that income before you commit 100% to your business endeavors. How much money do you need to make consistently to say, I'm done, I am a full-time business owner right now? So that's what I am talking when I refer to a plan. How are you going to cover your basically survival income with the time that you have available? And now more and more digital products, it's a great way for you to start doing that. And if you have been following me throughout all this COVID-19 season, you've probably noticed that part of my pivoting experience, because I don't have much time to be billing clients, is developing digital products. And I created an online hub. If you haven't been there, it is the bosslifecafe.com. And I have there free resources for you to take action right away to level up your business, planners, templates that I get asked a lot, and mini courses that you can take in a short amount of time, even an afternoon or a weekend, and you're going to be able to implement right away. So if you look at my example, what can you offer that it is not the full experience, but will help you maximize your time and your profit so that you cover your costs, you cover your survival income, so that you can then scale and multiply that to start building your business legacy? So, third step, the action steps. And that's what I've been giving you in the past few months and what I have in the bosslifecafe.com. Is the steps. So this is where your planning steps are broken down into small actionable steps instead of just saying, I want to write a book. Break the process down further. How much time can you dedicate each day to writing, for example? Do you want to self-publish or find a publisher? You need to hire an editor and someone to design the cover. There are actionable steps that can easily be crossed off your to-do list once completed. Don't be thrown off here. You don't need to plan 5 years worth of action steps at one time. That's not it. The idea is to plan a year at a time of those action steps keeping your focus in mind so that the action steps become a pathway or a blueprint to your big dream. It may seem like a lot, but when you have this big vision of where do you want to be in 5 years, and then you take and break it down the steps that need to happen before that, up to that first year. What are the critical steps that you need to take that first year, or let's say the next 12 months, the next 6 months, and you break it down in steps, then you are on the way to make a sustainable business that has the capacity to become a legacy. If this seems like daunting task, I want you to join me on my free webinar, Why You Need a $1 Million Plan for a $1 Million Business. We will discuss the importance of breaking down your task for more effective productivity, as well as how to take action, which is absolutely imperative to reach any goal. Hope to see you on that free webinar. All the details are in the show notes, and save your spot right away. I get asked a lot, is there going to be a replay? I always intend to have a replay if the technology is on my side, and I always got you. But for me to be able to send you that, you have to register as well. Thank you so much for being here. And remember your three steps: focus, have a plan, and take those action steps.
Thank you for tuning in, Rockstar. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Also, head over to lifebosspodcast.com to get access to some free resources to help you with today's experiment. Do you want to be a guest? Email me to thelifebosspodcast@gmail.com to learn how.